Welcome to the WPI Business School podcast, where we catch up with incredible alumni from the business school and hear how their experiences have shaped their careers and lives. I'm your host, Professor Renata Conrad, and today I'm very excited to welcome Brianna Engstaitis, a double alum with a bachelor's degree in industrial engineering, class of 2023, and a master's degree in management, class of 2024. Brianna currently works at Affordable Interior Systems, AIS, in Leominster, Massachusetts, as an industrial engineer. Brianna, it's really great to have you here.
Thank you for inviting me. I'm excited to talk about my experiences.
So to get started, let's talk about your journey to WPI. How did you end up at WPI and in industrial engineering?
Yeah, so I am local. I'm from Lancaster, Mass. So WPI was a natural option when I was looking for schools. Beyond that, it's just sort of knowing that Massachusetts is a great place to get a higher education. So when I was looking into different schools, nothing really struck me as having this right community other than WPI. That small, like close-knit atmosphere vibe was really what I was looking for. And even my parents really agreed that it was the right fit for me as someone who loves to get involved, wanted to be like overall important, you know, in the different activities and experiences that I had. So my mom like boasts about the fact that she had me for as many times as I possibly could have to make sure that I secured that spot at WPI. And I was very happy to end up there for specifically industrial engineering. So I had Professor Wolf my freshman year for, was it leadership practice? So I took this A term my freshman year. It was just because, you know, I had to pick some sort of elective to make sure I eased into my academics. And she, I did my typical teacher's pet situation. Like I sat at the front of the class and I was really excited. Yeah. And she kind of stopped me at the end of one class and she was like, what is your major? And I basically was like, I have no idea. Now I'm here. I'm here to learn. I'm excited. Yeah. And she was like, you know what? We're going to take you down to the business school office. And we're going to figure out what major you're going to be.
She's great.
She's wonderful.
She's a great professor.
Yeah. So I talked with Norm. I know he's not here at WPI anymore, but Norm sat me down. We went through all the different options and it took me a little bit. I was deciding between management engineering and industrial engineering at the time because my mom is more businessy and my dad is a mechanical engineer, trying to find that happy middle.
Yeah.
And I ultimately settled on industrial engineering and I didn't switch. Like I came in undecided and I didn't switch after that. So
yeah, I remember meeting your parents at the end of your senior year and how they commented, like, this is just a great fit for you and you're really happy. So it's great to hear that from you and from your parents.
Yeah. Multiple times during my college career, my parents were like, you are the college spokesperson. Like, I could have had a better experience at WPI.
Yeah.
So
talking about experience, Ruth, was there a moment in your career that you realized, like, wow, either WPI or that class or that professor's advice at WPI really paid off? Because you've been in the workforce for a couple of years now.
You know, what's funny is I probably wouldn't have said it before, but actually linear programming with you.
It's funny. Not like an introductory class.
No, but so when, like, a lot of what I do on my day-to-day today, like, I'm not a mechanical engineer, but I work in a manufacturing engineering department. So I work alongside a lot of very physics and SolidWorks savvy people.
Yeah.
And I have some skills with machines, but really not anything substantial. But what I can provide is tools that process data, right? So whether that's like we're sort of old school right now with our, what we call our ERP system, like what manages everything. They're looking to update it in the next couple of years, which is kind of scary. But what I can do is from whatever data we do happen to have, I can sort of make little tools that help the management process their information. An example is like every week they do their labor plan, which as it sounds, they kind of look at their production for the week and they say, how long is that going to take me? What, how many people do I need? And for our seating department, the women who run it, wonderful women, but they don't really have a lot of Excel experience. And so that's where I can come in to help. And basically what they would do is they'd pull their production for the week and say, this goes into this category, this goes into this category, and I'd summarize it. What I did for them is I made a little database that as part numbers are added, they can categorize them. But now every week, they're able to both run the report and do it in less than 30 seconds. And if there's new things that are added, they can, you know, collaborate, make sure they make the right decision, and they'll do it the same every time. So,
and you designed a tool to like to have significant impact.
Yeah. And so why linear programming is the right thing is because it's the one class that really gave me like pure Excel skills.
Okay.
And that's like, it really like forced me to understand what's going on using Excel. Yeah.
So happy to hear that.
Yeah.
But it does sound like the industrial engineering program prepared you for your role. But got it.
Definitely.
Other aspects of the program that helped you in your role today?
I mean, so the easiest answer is MQP. I did my MQP with Professor Towner. Yeah.
So maybe explain like what an MQP is. Like.
Yeah. So an MQP is a major qualifying project. As an industrial engineer, I could have gone into different focuses within that, but it's sort of your way to prove that you've learned something as a student and that you're ready for the workforce. So I know
it's like you partnered with a company, right, in a team, and it was a course of you have three terms in your final year.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
So when I was considering what MQP I was interested in, I knew that I was like, I like process improvement. There's sort of a satisfaction associated with that. And in my day-to-day life, I find that I like organization. So it was like, okay, great fit. And I knew that Professor Towner had connections with companies and environments that I wanted to end up in. So he happened to connect me with my team, who I, unfortunately, due to COVID, I didn't become as great friends with industrial engineers early on in my college experience, but I knew them sort of. And then at MQP, I was able to build stronger connections with my fellow students. So I did my MQP here at Affordable Interior Systems, and we focused on specifically the rework that we have to do. So there's a lot of damages that occur during production.
Right.
And unfortunately, at the time, data collection was sort of non-existent. Like our systems have evolved a lot, but not at the pace that the company itself has progressed.
Right.
So part of our exploration was to determine why is there problems, like where are the problems coming from. And so I can't say that we did a whole lot like physically at the end of our MQP. Mm-hmm. But what I did get was the experience of what does it mean to define a problem?
Right.
Who do you talk to? Who are your stakeholders? What does it mean to try to find the data, the meat to the question, and ultimately present some sort of at least recommendations, if not solutions, and implement them?
So it sounds like you really enjoy working with data, processes, organizations, different groups of stakeholders, different people in the organization, and bringing them together to make decisions.
Yeah, a lot of what I do, so MQP was obviously the best example of how I was prepared for my career, but even just being a student and working with other people, like a lot of what I do day to day is I find the managers of the departments that I'm responsible for, and I check in with them and I ask them, you know, the right questions. You have to ask the right questions to get the right responses to then help them solve their problems.
So it sounds like you were well prepared, but did you maybe have like a particular class or favorite WPI tradition that sticks with you?
In terms of a specific class, I'm a little biased towards 3020. That's Towner's class. Achieving Effective Operations is the full title. But 3020, like, again, I'm biased because I was a student and then a TA.
It's great that you got a chance to TA.
Yeah, actually.
TA teaching. Yeah.
What's so funny is even in my MQP, some of the like tools and terminology that I use in my job now, my fellow students didn't necessarily know because I would teach it. You know, I would go and talk to students every week about lean terminology. And AIS really preaches we need to get everyone on the same page for how lean works. What are the right methods? How do we do it effectively? And how do we sustain it? So.
Right. And sorry, and I cut you off, but this was your favorite class. The
A little biased, but I also took it during COVID. So my experience in the classroom was a little bit different.
Right.
But as a TA, it was always so much fun. Yeah.
Right. Right. No, it's a very popular class.
Yeah.
Very well received.
Yes.
So let's have some a little bit more kind of more fun rather than just about classes and preparation. But if you could go back and give your college self one piece of advice, what would it be?
Oh boy. I think so. For me as a freshman, things were definitely a little bit difficult.
That was just before COVID, right?
Yeah. So yeah, I was a freshman in the fall of 2019.
Right.
And so I didn't quite finish it out the whole way. Like we had lockdown in D term of my freshman year. However, I would say junior and senior year went really, really smoothly for me. And I was actually a music grad student. I was focused and I had a calm, like I have a tendency to get a little stressed out about certain things if they're kind of overloading me. So what I mean is in my junior, senior and grad year, I think I was really able to stay present and be excited about what was happening and what I was achieving. My freshman and sophomore year, I definitely needed to chill a little bit. So if knowing that when like things like calculus and physics and stats can be really difficult, but they're teaching you the basics for what I would then ultimately use in looser ways throughout my other courses.
Right.
So I'm good at math, but I've never been the best. So my advice to myself would be to just chillax a little bit. And then as I move on, things will feel more calm and like manageable.
But from what I remember, you were very active on campus and you had a lot of hobbies. So what helped you kind of, especially, I know I'm a junior sophomore here, but were there any hobbies in particular that really helped you?
Yeah, I'm a huge musician. So off and on in the middle of my college career, because of COVID, I was in choir the entire time. And I also was heavily involved with the Audiophiles a cappella group. I love my a cappella community.
I remember you did your project about this.
Yeah. Those are my closest friends, I think, are the ones that I had in my music groups. But then because of friends in the business school, I also joined Gopi's Goat Cheese and I was eventually CEO of Gopi's Goat Cheese.
Right.
And that was a cool business experience. And it was definitely, it gave me an opportunity to learn more about working with different people of different disciplines. So yeah, I love being involved. That's what gives me energy. But on the whole note of like being a freshman and being a student, what would I tell myself? It's, I'm glad that I got involved really quickly, but I was in chamber choir at one point and I was like, this is way too much. And I stepped back a little bit and I found the sort of the right fit for what I could handle, which was good.
Yeah, it sounds like you really found a home at WPI. Like you could find a, you know, expression for your musical interest and community. You're academic, and it just seems like the degree really resonated with your personality, if I can use that.
I couldn't have picked it better. It just, all the puzzle pieces fit together,
So thank you, Professor Wolf.
Definitely. I don't know what I would have ended up in if I didn't have her around.
She's a great person.
Mm-hmm.
So finally, what advice would you give to students considering studying in the business?
I think so. The best, most redeeming thing about the business school is that you really get to know your professors. And I know that's true of like WPI as a whole, but each professor that I've had in the business school has a specific interest in how their students are doing. And even then it extends into like connections, right? And having the ability to progress as a student and then as a professional in the future. Like I said, my MQP became my job. I don't think I have any other friends that actually happened for. So for me, I feel like I gained really valuable experience. I definitely agree with the statement that regardless of what discipline you are, business experience is very important to be successful in any sort of atmosphere. It just helps you to be able to conduct yourself with other people. So regardless if you want to be a student, like a major in the business school, or if you just want to dabble and take a couple classes, I think it really enhances your ability to excel overall.
So maybe I should have asked this question earlier. WPI is unique in that our industrial engineering program is in the business school, I think we're the only one in the country that has that. Do you see that as an advantage? How to have that play out for you?
Yeah, I think it's, so when I tell people that I'm an industrial engineer and it's in the business school, it does often turn heads because it's a little bit confusing for others who went other places. Yeah. And even then, I hear a lot of people that are like, I don't know what industrial engineering is. Right. So that's often my first question is, do you know what it is?
Yeah.
So for me, I think it was really helpful because I made the connections that otherwise I wouldn't. Like I said, the business school is supportive in that way. And even then, I have high aspirations for myself. I'd like to do cool things in my career. So like whether that means progressing as an engineering manager or into other aspects of the business, whether that's something chief of something one day, like fingers crossed, but to not have that business experience wouldn't really equip me for those sorts of experiences in the future.
We're just having kind of exposure to business world while getting an accredited engineering degree, you believe has set you up for the future.
Yeah. And often when I'm at work here, it's one of those things where I talk to mostly managers. So for me, if I didn't have the ability to communicate in their language and how they like to interact and think, I wouldn't be able to be as helpful in the long run.
Right. Okay. So you heard it here, everyone. It has been an amazing conversation with Brianna. I really want to thank you for sharing your insights and your experiences. And it's been great.
Yeah, thank you. I've had a pleasure talking to you as well. It's nice to see you after a while.
And I also want to thank you, our listeners. If you've enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe and share it with somebody who might be considering a WPI business school program for the next step in their learning journey. So until next time, remember, STEM plus business equals impact.